From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, August 4th at 8:55. And we have our very own Todd Gleason on the line for the opening market. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning to you, Kimberly. Or should I say the lead in the Shirelles owned for the weekend at beautiful, fantastic, by
Thank
the way,
you.
At the Virginia Theater. I assume all three of those were sold out or nearly sold out because
it was packed. We had four. I think we had four shows, and they were packed. They were packed. So thank you to everybody, and thank you, Ton.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're welcome. You know, at church yesterday, I mentioned to somebody that you played that lead singer for the Shirelles. That is out of beautiful, and she simply said, "Oh my gosh, she has a beautiful voice." So congratulations to you
it.
And the whole cast.
Thank you. It was great. Thanks for coming.
All right, so let's get on to some of the other news. Now, we just heard about President Trump letting go of the Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner. I do want to take that up before we get to the numbers, because USDA next week on Tuesday will release the first crop production figures through NAS. That's the National Agricultural Statistics Service, and the World Agricultural Outlook Board from the agency will update its monthly USDA WASDE, or World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates reports. We are hard on this point that the statisticians are not political appointees, and the statisticians themselves are not pushed by politics. And without a doubt, whatever the president thinks, the numbers coming out of the BLS, the agencies themselves are put forth by career statisticians, and their job is to read the numbers, and that's what they do. I'm hard about that on the air, and I'm going to be hard about that today, too. So let's take a look at some of the numbers as they're trading in Chicago today. At the CME Group, September corn at $3.91¾ is up 2¼. December at $4.11½, that's 0.75¢ higher. The March at $4.28¾, 0.75¢ higher. November beans at $9.90¼, 1½¢ higher. The January at $10.09, up 1¼¢ at this hour. And the bean meal futures at $2.72.60. Are $1.70 higher. The bean oil, $54.10, down 38 cents. Wheat futures in the December, 4 cents higher for the soft red at $5.41. The hard red at $5.41¾ for the wheat. That's Kansas City, up 3¼¢. Live cattle futures for the day, up $1.90, trading at $225.57½. Feeders at $336.60, $2.67½ higher, and lean hogs at $90.65, 60 cents higher. Crude oil at $65.57 a barrel, down $1.76. The wholesale price of gasoline at $2.08¢ is down 3½¢ at this hour. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average now stands at 44,106. That's up 396 points. The S&P 500 about 67¼ points higher at 6,331. Coming up tomorrow, be sure to get yourself registered for the next FarmDoc webinar. This one's about smart nitrogen management. You won't want to miss it. It's timing, rate, and the return on investment, or ROI. That with Gary Schnitke and Laura Gentry. It's part of the Precision Conservation Management Series. The Illinois State Fair, by the way, Kimberly, kicks off Thursday at noon this week. Friday is Ag Day. The following Wednesday is the Sale of Champions. That's on the 13th at the Coliseum. That starts at 4:30 in the afternoon. And the fair runs from August 7th to the 17th in Springfield. Kimberly?
Thanks so much, Todd, and thank you for the reminder about the fair. Have a good rest of your day. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and a high of 80 degrees. And tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and a low of 64. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.